Yes, the beautiful voice of Ness Noss. And here at CJSF, we love to promote female artists. Mm-hmm. And Francois, yep. You know a female artist that's local. Tell me about Jenny Doyle.
Yeah, Jenny is a friend of mine. I met her a couple years ago. And she does emceeing at the Shipyards. So if she's listening to this, she might be like, yay. Thanks for the plug.
Yes, at the Shipyards, it happens every summer. You go to North Van, they'll always post. They have tons of bands.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands that play, and she's in a band called Venus and Mars. I know she has another project going as well, and she's very busy and a talented person, yeah.
All right, we're going to play her song, I Got You Covered.
I got your back. I'm yours forever, and that's a fact. If you're in trouble, if you should ever fall, I wanna be the first one that you call. Before I met you, I was a mess. I was so broken, I must confess. But since the day you came sweeping in, I'm more in love than I have ever been. And I'm gonna be the one to hold you tight. And I'm gonna love you morning, noon, and night. There ain't no other. You are the only one I can't remember. Down my spine. Boy, you're so sexy. You're so damn fine. I call you Winnie, 'cause you're my bear. And I wanna be your honey all the time. It's all those little things that you do that lets me know your love is real and true. I feel so lucky that you're my guy. I'm gonna love you till the day. Times get hard. I'll always love you like Whitney in the Bodyguard. And I'm gonna be the one to hold you tight. And I'm gonna love you morning, noon, and night. There ain't no other. You are the only one I can't remember.
Nice. I got you covered. What? Jenny Doyle. Yes, check her out at the Shipyards in the summertime. All right. Have you seen any concerts lately?
I haven't seen any shows, but the last show I saw was The Cult.
Oh, nice.
That was in either, I think it was 2022, and they just played here in Coquitlam at the... Was it the River Rock?
Right. Yeah, I've seen them a few years ago, and they were amazing.
It was an incredible show. Everyone sort of rushed the stage when they came on. Mm. And I think they played there 2 years ago. They did two shows. And it was, for me, it was great because the guitar player, is one of my favorite guitar players, right? So I was able to, like, go right up to the stage and just, like, he was so close to me.
Yes.
And it was just like, oh, this is such a great moment. And the whole band played really well. So, like, you know, there's only a few members of the band that are just original members. Mm-hmm. And when they finished the show, they said, thank you, Vancouver. We love coming here, but we haven't been here in a while. And, you know, we're just getting back and going. And everyone was like, well, you played great. You guys, you didn't miss a note. It was just amazing. So I saw that show. And I think I haven't been... I haven't seen too many. Have you seen anything?
No, but I remember the last time I did go to the Cult. They had their merch, drumsticks. I bought like a drumstick.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And like I said, you're a drummer.
Yeah.
Is there a special, I don't know, particular brand that you love?
I don't have a particular brand since I just haven't been playing drums for a while. But
how about for your guitar then?
Like strings?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, Ernie Ball strings are good. Yeah, I like those. Let me see. Yeah, I think I actually haven't been really playing in a while, so it's kind of hard for me to think at the top of my head. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we were talking about, a few different... I guess musicians and bands that you were listening to back in the day, and Wings was one of them.
Oh yeah,
yes,
Wings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about the song we're gonna play here. The song pick,
Let's see here. The song pick
is Jet.
Oh, Jet. Yeah. Well, I mean, Wings. I sort of just started listening to Wings. I mean, the Beatles before Wings, of course.
Yes.
But Wings, more or less, in the last few years, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't really been a fan up until, like, a few years ago. And then one of my friends had posted something on Facebook about a new box set that they just released.
Okay.
And I just, like, okay, I'll give it a try. And of course, it was an amazing, you know, it's an amazing song and the record. And and just the band with Paul McCartney as a solo artist. with Linda McCartney and I almost like this is like almost better than a lot of the music out there right now. I don't know, like some of these old, you know, 70s bands, they just they still hold up, and this particular song really holds up still.
You betcha.
Yeah. Yeah!
Yeah, love wings. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to get to a break, and after that, we're going to play the Wheel of Spiel.
Ooh.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
And we're back with Francois. Okay.
Hello.
And we got the Wheel of Spiel in front of him, and we're going to get him to spin
okay.
it.
All right. This is interesting. Okay. Here we go.
Go for it.
All right.
Learning. Oh. Okay, so what have you been learning these days? Are you learning anything new? Are you doing anything new?
Let's see here. Anything new?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. Let's see here.
Or what do you want to learn anything for the New Year's?
Oh, the pressure's
is,
on you.
Is there any new projects for your book or any other?
I'd like to maybe learn how to surf.
Surf?
Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I've always wanted to learn how to surf.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently got like a necklace and it has a surfboard on it.
Wow.
So I bought it.
Yeah.
And I've been wearing it, not today, but
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, something about surfing and the ocean and kind of like riding waves really appeals to me. Although I've always been kind of like cautious about getting on a surfboard just because I just need to take a lesson. And
mm-hmm. Are you a good swimmer?
I'm a good swimmer.
Okay, so you got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone says, oh, you'll get, you know, it's too dangerous or it's this and that. But you don't know until you try.
That's right. And they do surf here. And I see people at the English Bay. Right?
Oh, really?
I think so. Like I don't know. I see people with their surfboards. I don't see them.
Oh, maybe it's like, is it stand-up paddleboard?
Oh, maybe it's something else.
Are they
okay.
standing on it?
I haven't seen, I'm not sure, but yeah. I do see the paddleboard too. Yeah. Have you ever done that?
I've done that.
Oh, okay.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And in Tofino, they do it.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so Tofino's, they got the big waves, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, spin the wheel.
Okay, here we go.
Sports. Any sport? Oh, that's kind of like a sport thing, isn't it?
Or yeah, that is sports. Should we maybe?
Okay, spin it again.
Okay. All right. Work.
What do you do for work? Because I know you told me, but you haven't told the listeners
because
you have an eBay store.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I wear many hats, mm-hmm. and I do have an eBay store, and I sell collectibles online. But my main day-to-day job is a EA, or education assistant, and mm-hmm. I work in Burnaby. And I've been doing that for about 12 years.
12 years, yeah.
And so I work with the kids, and you know, sometimes I meet a kid and they're interested in music, so that's always fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Spin that wheel.
All right. Here we go. Pets.
You got any pets?
I don't have a pet, but I have the upstairs neighbor has a dog that always comes and visits me.
Oh, okay.
And I just slide open my sliding door and she comes in and, you know, comes in and spends like an hour there in my apartment and then goes back upstairs.
What a nice dog.
Yes.
Very, very well behaved.
It's very community-based, pet-friendly. You know, the landlord upstairs is really nice. So,
what's the dog's name?
Her name is Lily.
Lily.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to play another song of your song picks, Death Cult. Tell me about this one called God Zoo, the album's Ghost Dance.
Yeah, this is the band The Cult, before mm-hmm. they were The Cult, and this is sort of their post-punk days when they were sort of like new wave-ish kind of band, and they eventually became The Cult in 1984. But I always liked the music they made before.
Mm-hmm.
It's very special, and it's different. It sounds a lot different than their kind of hard rock style.
All right, and we're gonna hear
it
right now. I love that. That was so amazing. Yes, and we were just talking about the 80s, and I asked about his hairdo back in the day in the 80s, and you said he had a little bit of spike.
A little bit of spiky hair.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, so you were telling me that the book that you brought into the studio is a revision.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
I self-published the first edition in 2020, and so it was out already. And what happened was a friend of mine was reading it, and he was like, "Oh man, you should have put this into it, and oh, it'd be great if you could do it this way." And I'm like, "Yeah, no, those are really good insights." So I decided actually, you know, to kind of just not change the whole book around, but to add more, because I felt like I felt like something was missing.
Mm.
And I felt like, you know, I want to make this into like a book that has like more pictures, more memorabilia shots, like ticket stubs. And the friend actually said to me, "You know what? I could probably help you out with that." And so he was able to sort of do the design layout a bit and get it to where it needed to be. And I just felt like it needed a more of something more. So I decided, you know what, let's do a second revision. And I was like, yeah, this is great. And when it came out, the second revision, I was like, this is the book that I want to be out now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so sometimes that happens with books.
Yes, yeah. And then tell me the artwork. Who did the cover?
So the artwork is a drawing by a Japanese artist out of Tokyo. And he's got a Instagram page. It's called NT Gallery. And he just does a lot of drawings of celebrities.
Mm.
So he did one of... I was looking through his Instagram, and he had one of Iggy Pop. And I'm like... wow, I like the way he drew that. And I'm like, you know, so I just decided to I messaged him and I said, "Hey, can I use this for my book?" And he was just excited. He was like, "Yeah, please use this for my book. You know, this would be great." And he does like kind of pastoral or looks like pencil crayon kind of drawings. But, you know, when it came out in the print, it looked really colorful and really, really neat. And, and a friend of mine, Richard, did the cover design, and we put it together, and it turned out to be a really neat cover.
Yeah, no, it looks great.
Yeah.
All right. Where can people follow you, Francois?
If you want more info, I'm on Facebook, Francois Palais, or you can follow me on Instagram under the name Dunder Rock.
Dunder Rock.
Yeah.
Tell me, how did you come up with that name?
Oh, well, I got it from The Office. So I was thinking Dunder Mifflin.
Mm-hmm.
So I just changed it to Dunder Rock. And that was kind of, I don't know. It just sounded really neat
and
funny.
It's hilarious. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show, Francois.
My pleasure. Yeah.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. And we're going to end with Fall in Love with Me by Iggy Pop. Yes. Well, tell me why you love this song.
I think it's one of his more romantic songs. And I don't know. I guess I'm a romantic at heart.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining me on the Wham Bam East Van Show. We'll catch you all next week. Bye.